man. He is a perfectly ordinary magpie, wishing you peaceful and happy times on this next leg of the flight. Page one, an absolutely ordinary magpie. Number one. Among the 20 blazing mountains, the only moving thing, the eye of the magpie. Number two, there is a three minds, like a gum in which there are three maggies. Number three, a maggie whirled in the autumn winds, 'twas but a small part of the panto. Number four, a man and a woman are one. A man and a woman and a magpie are one. Number five, I do not know which to prefer, the beauty of inflections or the beauty of innuendos. A maggie warbling, or just after. Page two, number six. Winter rain fills the long window with drooping dew. The shadow of a magpie crosses back and forth. The mood tracing in the shadows an indecipherable pause. Number seven, oh, you men of Hill End, conjuring your mellow birds, see now how Jimnalina Tippikins sidles round the feet of the girls surrounding you. Number eight, I know noble accents and lucid inescapable rhythms. But I know too that the Maggie is involved in what I know. Number nine. When Tippikins flew out of sight, it marked the edge of one of many circles. Page three, number ten. Seeing the flights of magpies circling red lights, the bordellos of Ijuka rock and roll, rockers. Number 11, he rides over Canberra in a convertible. Once a fear pierced him in that he mistook the shadow of his Chevrolet for magpies. Number 12, the river is moving. The magpie must be flying. Number 13. It was evening all afternoon. It was raining, and it was going to rain. The blackbird sat on the gum tree branch. Two folks.